bombardment with bright lights, loud music, and extreme temperatures, and so on, have been spontaneous reactions to extreme ticking time bomb cases. Rather, it is precisely because interrogators do not know whether they have their man that they are resorting to force. They are gathering information, learning who belongs to what terror network, as well as generally punishing and intimidating suspects, precisely what is prohibited by the spontaneity principle. In the instance that a detainee is reasonably considered a suspect, in which case internment and interrogation in general would seem to be justified, the use of the aforementioned techniques would nonetheless be prohibited by the third restriction, that one must inflict minimal harm. Empirical studies in the records of FBI interrogators that show non-coercive techniques to be more effective than torture become relevant here. If an interrogator exhausted all possible non-coercive methods with a suspect of whom it was known for certain that they possessed knowledge of an imminent plot to harm many innocents, the true ticking bomb case, the principle of spontaneity would only retroactively provide a possible defense for an interrogator who lost control and used force on that suspect without prior authorization. According to Weintraub, however, the principle would maintain a hard line against the premeditated implementation into policy of such an exception. The crime of the use of force would remain a crime for which an ex post defense would have to be made. The principle of minimal harm is clearly violated, in addition, by the attempts of the Justice Department Office of Legal Counsel to classify cruel, inhuman, and degrading punishment, treatment, as a kind of torture light that escapes being defined as torture. The administration thus seems to be trying to inflict as much harm as it can get away with, which is a far cry from inflicting the minimum possible. Moreover, since it is uncertain that the use of such techniques does not do more damage to U.S. interests and lives in the long run than the refusal to use them, through the acquisition of inaccurate information, the creation of widespread resentment of the U.S. around the world, the erosion of the image of our country as a moral nation, and the diminished expectations that our own soldiers will be treated humanely if captured, the standard of minimal harm is violated again.